Benvenuti and welcome everyone to Italian Pod. My name is Catherine.
And my name is Marco.
Oh, uffa, Marco.
No. Oof.
Come on.
I'm bored.
Alrighty, well, we've got a newbie lesson for everyone, and I hope you're not bored, but we are talking about boredom and expressing boredom today. So before we get started and jump into this newbie dialogue, I want to give you all a key word. It's not a word. Come on.
Vabbè.
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 Vabbè. And this means whatever. So it's kind of a whatever.
Vabbè.
All right, let's listen to how it's used. We'll hear the dialogue three times, and we come back, we'll talk all about it.
Dialogue, first time.
Ehi, usciamo?
Uffa, e dove andiamo?
Non so, andiamo a cena.
Uffa, e cosa mangiamo?
Vabbè, ciao!
Dialogue, second time.
Ehi, usciamo?
Uffa, e dove andiamo?
Non so, andiamo a cena.
Uffa, e cosa mangiamo?
Vabbè, ciao!
Dialogue, third time.
Ehi, usciamo?
Uffa, e dove andiamo?
Non so, andiamo a cena.
Uffa, e cosa mangiamo?
Vabbè, ciao!
Alright, so we've got a lot of great stuff going on here. We've got a lot of plans we're trying to make, and nothing seems to be good enough. Well, you know. let's translate this into English line by line before we get started.
Hey, usciamo?
Hey, we go out.
Hey, usciamo?
Hey, should we go out?
Hey, usciamo? Uffa, e dove andiamo?
And where do we go?
Uffa. E dove andiamo?
And where do we go?
Uffa, e dove andiamo? Non so, andiamo a cena.
I don't know. Let's go to dinner.
Non so, andiamo a cena.
I don't know. Let's go to dinner.
Non so, andiamo a cena. Uffa, e cosa mangiamo?
And what do we eat?
Uffa, e cosa mangiamo?
Bother. And what will we eat?
Uffa, e cosa mangiamo? Vabbè, ciao.
Whatever, bye.
Vabbè, ciao.
Whatever, bye.
Vabbè, ciao.
All right, Marco. So I know that this topic is very close to your heart.
Yes.
Oftentimes, Marco kicks his feet up on the Italian Pod table and says, uffa,
it's
do I have to
time.
Work? All right.
Uffa.
But we're here, we're talking about two people who are making plans. So the big thing that I think is important to get out of this dialogue is that we're talking about the we form, noi. So there are three different things that are proposed here.
Usciamo. Andiamo. Mangiamo.
So in Italian, we don't have to use the personal pronoun that describes who's doing the action. So we usciamo, we andiamo,
a lot
we
of
mangiamo. Right. And so that's implied because of the way that the verb is conjugated. So we've got, hey, should we go out? Hey, usciamo. And note that this is a question. It could also be just a statement. Usciamo. Let's
andiamo,
go out.
Andiamo. Andiamo.
So remember that in Italian, inflection is very, very important. It helps us know when something is a question and when something is a statement because the word order doesn't necessarily change here. So, e usciamo, e andiamo. We also have some key question words like what and where. So when we're going somewhere, where are we going?
Dove andiamo?
Dove andiamo? And when we're eating something?
Cosa mangiamo?
What are we eating? So cosa mangiamo? Dove andiamo? And the response is always this,
uffa.
Uffa. And uffa doesn't really translate exactly to English. So let's listen to the dialogue first 3 more times, and then we'll talk more about uffa, because it's a very, very important and special Italian word.
Vabbè.
Whatever? Are you sure?
Vabbè. Ciao. Okay.
Dialogue. First time.
Ehi, usciamo?
Uffa, e dove andiamo?
Non so, andiamo a cena.
Uffa, e cosa mangiamo?
Vabbè, ciao!
Dialogue, second time.
Ehi, usciamo?
Uffa, e dove andiamo?
Non so, andiamo a cena.
Uffa, e cosa mangiamo?
Vabbè, ciao!
Dialogue, third time.
Ehi, usciamo?
Uffa, e dove andiamo?
Non so, andiamo a cena.
Uffa, e cosa mangiamo?
Vabbè, ciao!
Che Marco, usciamo?
Uffa,
ma cosa mangiamo?
Non lo so.
Ma andiamo a cena? Uffa, Marco! Alright, okay, okay. Uffa, you can understand there is an emotion that is implied from this word.
Can be boredom or frustration.
Or both at the same time.
Yes. And the point is that, actually, I don't know the other languages if they have their own uffa. I don't think English
we
has.
Have sounds. We have...
yeah. That
or,
we actually...
For British people, bother. Oh, bother.
We could stop making fun of British people, Catherine.
I like them.
So, actually, we could combine the sound and an actual word with the uffa. Isn't it amazing? Such an evolved language.
And it is the most evolved language.
I'm
maybe.
Sure that this comes directly from the Romans, you know, the old figure out. Uffa.
Oh, Caesar, uffa. Stop it with your imperial dictates. Uffa is a great, great way to express
Caesar trespassing the Rubicon River. Uffa.
Uffa, the Gauls. So uffa is a great, great word to help you express frustration and boredom, or frustration.
Vabbè.
So, vabbè, whatever. With his lackadaisical attitude, Marco is just going to brush us off here.
Vabbè, let's just give you a few information about where you can keep on talking about this boring
and
subject.
And questions, if you have any questions. ItalianPod.com is our website. Please check it out and write to us, because we don't hear enough from you. We want to know what you're thinking and what you want to hear.
And ItalianPod@practicelanguage.com is our email.
Uffa, again with the email. All right,
vabbè, let's go.
Ciao a tutti.
Ciao.